you know, how do we sensitively communicate the idea of regulation to people whose whole focus is on rights and justice, especially in the Western world? Yeah, I think the best way to communicate is to not communicate. At least in the initial stages. In the initial stages, see, what happens is everybody comes from a particular background. And it is the just like if a doctor is treating a patient, then if the patient has a particular case history, one particular medicine may be very good for curing the patient. But if that medicine is going to have side effects because of the previous case history of the patient, then that medicine, even if it is good, cannot be administered. And knowing the case history is extremely important for the patient, for the doctor. It is the doctor's responsibility, especially the doctor is going to treat. So similarly, this whole subject is very touchy. So initially, when people come from ethos of rights and justice, then at that time to tell anyone you should do this and you should not do this, that just doesn't work. So basically, I've observed that there are three broad ways in which we can share the bhakti message. I call them as descriptive, normative and prescriptive. Prescriptive means you should do this. That just doesn't work. You tell people you have to do this, don't do this. That doesn't work. Normative means this is the truth. Now, this is right and everything else is wrong. That also, who decides it is right? What is the basis for saying it is right? Because, you know, people don't accept scripture. They have not taken the leap of faith which we have taken. Descriptive means this is what I do and this is why I do it. That comes off as very non-threatening and very accommodating. And that is the way things work. So, there is, say for example, if you apply this to a postmodern context, say if a couple is addressing, if a middle-aged couple is addressing a group of young couples, say we have been happily married for the last 30 years. And then the young couple says, how did you make it work? Please tell us. So this is what we did. So if they tell, this is what we did, this is what we did, this is what we did, that is perfectly fine. People are interested. But if they say, this is what you should do, you should, no matter what happens, you never divorce. And if you tell us never to do this, you get lost. If somebody says, divorce is a sin against God, those who divorce will go to hell. It is normative, says you go to hell. He'll not care for you. So the prescriptive or the normative, this is what you should do, or this is the right thing. Neither of these work. But the descriptive, this is what I do, that works very well. That works very well. One of the most prominent Christian preachers in the Western world is Billy Graham. And Billy Graham, he calls it a Billy Graham rule. He says that he's a married person, but he says that he's been doing Christian pastoring for almost 60, 70 years. He says, throughout my life, I have never been alone in any room, in a room with any woman other than my wife. Even if a woman wants counseling, he says, I'll make sure that my wife is there or some other woman is there. So now he doesn't say this is coming from the Bible and everybody has to follow it. He says, this is the rule which I follow. And many people get inspired and they also follow it. So in fact, this rule is known as the Billy Graham rule. And people say, I follow the Billy Graham rule, like that this is. So what happens is that if we make something as didactic, this is what you should do, it just doesn't work. The whole appeal of, I would say, the journey home is because it is descriptive. It is not prescriptive, it is not normative. So memoirs are very, very powerful because they are all descriptive. So there is a group of Christians called Mormons. They are heterodox Christians and many Christians actually rejected them as deviants because they accept a later prophet, Joseph Smith. So but there's a Mormon girl who wrote her a memoir of how she grew up in a Mormon family. And that book became a New York Times bestseller. And that was the biggest, it's considered one of the biggest factors in changing the perception of mainstream America towards Mormonism. So if we present in a descriptive way, and this is what we do and this is why we do it. People are interested in things that work. Yeah, this works. Oh, okay. I'll also try that. So we can present our message, but we have to present it in a descriptive way, not in a prescriptive or normative way. So once we say, this is what I do, this is why I do it, and that works quite well. And as people start seeing that this works, you know, this is actually making me more peaceful, making me more happy, whatever, then people start adopting it on their own. So that's my small experience.